This is Relationship Talks with Rick and Name, and I'm Rick.
And I am the DJ Blue.
Really? We just
going No, I'm the DJ
We're
Blue.
Doing that. We're doing that.
I am the DJ Blue.
Now you're Optimus Prime.
I don't do know. Batman. Don't do Batman.
That was Batman. Oh, no.
The DJ Blue.
That was terrible.
With us again, we have Princess K.
Hey.
That's a good one. That's perfect.
That's perfect.
That was good.
That's perfect. All right.
Princess K. That's it. All right.
All right. And also, special guest, we have Ivana.
Hey, y'all.
Ivana.
See?
I have said, hey, y'all.
Yeah, see how nice that was? Like,
you should have added a y'all.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
it's okay.
I mean, that's what it
now,
is.
Now we're talking too much about it. Now I feel like...
Get out of your head. Get out of your head, Princess K.
You got it.
All right. So we'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. This is the Christmas edition, so we're going to do something.
Ho.
Wow. Okay.
Make it snow.
Did you get cold in your stocking this year?
She get low.
Oh, yeah. He definitely
you
got
know,
cold.
You know.
He definitely got cold.
I get cold.
Oh, right. See? I was like jumping in.
Ivana knows what it's about. I love it.
Why you keep putting this accent on when you say her name? It's like you go to a restaurant.
I don't know.
All of a sudden.
I really can't. I do that. I do that sporadically.
Don't die.
Never that. No, I do it like, so it's like when I hear her name, I hear like some type of Ivana. You know, I can't help it. It's just like Ivana.
It's like Alexis.
Because the way it was the introduction, it was like Ivana Humbalat. I was like, so now that's all I see now. So
her name has been said so many times just in that first three seconds of the show.
I'm sure.
So we're doing a special episode. We're going to actually go back to when we had the Thanksgiving episode. Mm-hmm. And once and for all, we're going to put this Acrimony Tyler Perry stuff to bed.
It needs to be
what?
To bed.
It was a good movie.
First of all, I want to say... First of,
let's just
you say
first of all, I want to say that movie was like uber terrible. And
I would give... I'm like 50% behind you.
50%. Just 50%.
Not, so rate it 1 out of 10.
A 3.
A three. I would give it at least a 7. There
a
we go.
Seven?
You're being very generous.
At least
with a
7.
Five at best.
Seven.
Five.
Thank
five
you. Thank you, Blue.
Five at best.
No.
Yeah. Five at best.
A yes. 7.
A 7. That's
seven,
way too high.
7.5, just because you guys are hating on the movie.
It's normal life stuff.
So those
that's
extra 2.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Ramming your car into somebody's mobile home is normal,
normal life,
life
stuff. That's
listen,
normal.
Have you watched the news? It be happening in Detroit all the time.
No, with whose
not
RV?
Detroit. Not in Detroit.
Whose RV?
In whose car?
Who does that? Where
ain't nobody
do
got
that?
Insurance for that crap. That was right. A make-believe land. She ran into that one. She ran into that thing not knowing where she was going to get the new car from.
She and, then, you know, off an impulse.
And then she you would have thought she was scamming the way she hopped out and just walked away.
And then she hurt herself and then blames him for hurting herself.
Yeah. It was her fault. I mean, his fault.
No,
he
was like,
that was the truth.
It was his fault.
See, Ivana like slipped up and said the truth. That's
no,
what happened.
No, he shouldn't have been cheating.
Just also somebody cheat you run your car.
But
today?
He lied about it though. Hey. What would you do? You just drive by? Go the next day and not say anything at all.
I move on and
like, I wouldn't take it to that extreme. Let me just
at that,
go on the record.
At that point she had like $350,000 in the bank. Like she
me
could
and
just
Richard,
moved on.
Me and Richard don't agree on a lot, but I think we can both agree that we are not running into nobody's house.
No, I'm good on that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that either. But
you said
the cinder block that she threw would have gone into the trailer.
So I've been in a situation where some guy kicked my mom's windows out of her car because of my sister.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy did that.
That actually makes total sense.
Literally, like kicked the back windows out.
Makes total sense.
Because
so
he was
upset.
Whose
fault was it?
You said what?
Whose fault was it?
It was his.
This Acrimony is a Tyler Perry movie starring Taraji P. Henson. Mm-hmm. And it is a story about a woman that sticks by, I guess you would call him a no-good man who has a dream, who never works a job. She finally hits her breaking point.
Of the synopsis.
Then she finally hits her breaking point, and then she leaves that no-good man, and then that no-good man comes into like $75
I don't like how I hear the quotation across no-good man.
That's a quotation mark for Richard.
Okay,
go ahead.
And then he comes home with $75 million. How's that a quotation? That's how much he came across.
75 million. It's a lot of freaking money.
That's a lot of money. And he gave his ex-wife, who he's already divorced from, who he didn't, who wasn't legally obligated to give anything. He gave her $10 million and bought the house back that she had to sell.
What?
And then she just lost her crap and shot him.
But no, you missing a whole part. Remember, there was a friend in there.
Let's just break it down. Let's start from the beginning, y'all.
Let's do this.
So,
what's
the beginning?
The beginning is...
So, she loses her mother.
In the beginning.
She loses her mother and then loses her virginity to Robert. They become close, helps her study, whatever, and then...
So, she gives her virginity to Robert is what she's trying to say.
Because how did she lose it? Because he took it.
He took it, right?
Yes, he took it.
No, I mean, when she gave it, did she not give it?
Yeah, but that's not the correct term.
He was like, I can help you study.
Right. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Cookies. The first night, he wasn't concerned about her mother passing. Not at all concerned.
But she wasn't trying to get them keto cookies up.
You know what? We're not talking about the keto cookies.
We are talking about the keto cookies.
She gave up the keto cookies.
That's what I'm saying.
Completely.
She knew what she was doing when she went in that man's mobile home.
No, she didn't.
She didn't know what she was doing.
She knew she wasn't supposed to be in any woman's mobile home.
She dropped him off like, yo, like, I'm just going to come in for a minute.
Yes.
It's like, watch.
Right.
What you think is going to happen in the mobile home?
He was living in a trailer all by himself. He knew what he was doing.
Hold up. She asked if she come in and he knew what he was doing?
Yes.
How does that work?
He had it all planned out.
He planned on her ass.
He planned on her asking to come in there and give him that bang.
So, wow. So you're the bang.
I don't think so.
He did nothing wrong in any circumstances.
So the only thing I will say, this is a recurring thing whenever it becomes like guys versus girl when we talk about this movie, is that a lot of people want to take accountability out of the whole thing.
That's right. She needs to be accountable for her being a crazy.
So what about him being taking advantage of her and letting her pay for everything?
But whether or not he used her or not, the thing is when you're being used, you have the option of not being used. Because I'm not letting somebody just come and like use me like that.
But Richard, how old are you? How old was she?
Ooh, she's asking the questions I like to ask. I'm on your side this time.
You're on my side. It's guys versus girls.
She pulled me in. She just pushed me in.
Because both of us think this movie sucks and y'all think it's good. Like, how do y'all give it a 7? How could y'all give it anything higher than a 3?
Because it's a normal.
I was being generous
scenario.
With a 3.
It's relatable. Even though most females probably wouldn't take it to the same level, some of the thoughts that she was having,
man, if most females
made you, you, made you feel to. Right. maybe you like, say, change that you to an I, okay? Change that you to an I, because I don't think most females
I would have shot
him into a mobile car.
No, I don't think that would happen.
That's worth your health.
So let's break down some of the main plots. So if you had a bunch of money and you had somebody that was trying to push up on you, are you buying this dude a car?
Yes.
You are?
Yes. I'm saying it.
Sucker. Hey, would you buy me a car?
No, no, no.
Damn.
Sucker.
Damn.
She's like, absolutely.
And she said it with confidence.
But I'm saying,
and she
saw,
hold up, talking about, she said it like she's done it before.
Right,
like,
yeah, I have.
I bought Jerome a car. Oh, look, the truth was coming out.
Yes, we're spinning rims.
First off, he my fiance now. So congrats to this man with the new car.
Wait, no, I'm not into that.
Get it, bro.
Okay, he turned around and got me a car afterwards.
All right.
So, okay, it all worked itself out.
I didn't know it was going to work.
You didn't break up with him?
There it is.
Why would he? You never went to a trailer park.
She bought him a car when he was broke and down and on his bum.
I had to get him together.
See?
Oh, there.
And then once you got him together, you waited patiently and he got you together.
Bingo.
Yeah.
She didn't do that. That ain't what happened.
Taraji was like, I waited too long.
I'm on my way to being fed up, just like Taraji. It just happened. Took a twist or whatever you want to call it.
So let's hit some questions. All right.
He hit the lotto. Because I'm very interested. Okay.
Very interested on y'all take.
I'm interested as well.
All right. So Taraji was like, I had enough of your dreaming. You ain't working no job. I'm good. I want a divorce. She divorced him. Mm-hmm. He gets paid off of that. He ends up getting $75 million. Does he owe her anything?
Yes.
Why?
Because I supported your dreams when they were just...
You ain't support my dream. You left me.
First off, she left because...
You left me, Ivana.
So, Princess K, what do you say?
I feel like she should have waited to see whether or not, because her sisters were against him from the beginning before they even knew his name. So
it's like, what's your name? I hate you.
Right. So that happened. My name, and then Jim, he did what he did, ugly. But he tried.
He did try.
But at the same time, he did take advantage of her.
Yes.
And that doesn't make him
word.
Any less.
Why do you keep using this advantage all right, so word?
The thing that
it's a bad word.
I don't think anybody should take advantage of anybody. But the thing that I go back to is that I hate that.
But why is it always a butt?
No, so listen.
Otherwise, it's like she's crazy, period. Otherwise, it's like, oh, he did this, but.
If you wait for me to finish the butt.
Well, you keep saying but. I don't know.
But whenever you get in a certain situation, you have to take accountability for your actions. So if you're being used, it's a part of you that knows you're being used and you're willingly doing it.
So do you think $10 million was worth the accountability that he
Hell
took?
Hell yeah.
But so how is she supposed to live on and see?
Hey, one of my exes called me up like, hey, yo, like, I'm sorry for all the crap I did. Yes, here's $10 million.
And I'm good. I'm going to go even lower than that. I'm going to go even lower than that. If my ex called me,
got caught cheating with.
If my ex called me and was like, I got $500 for you, I'm sorry, I would take it.
Like, thank you very much.
That's all it takes. That's all
it takes. It don't take much. It don't take
I mean, because I'm not holding on to anything.
Like, what you doing?
Yeah, she did say she lost all it. There's no chance of us getting back together until she saw that check.
So let me tell
you. Moments before she got that check in her hand.
Let me tell y'all something about men. When we have dreams, the dreams that we have are for the women that we are with. If you that woman that we with, we have those dreams with you. But if you say, I want a divorce and we divorce, I still have those dreams. And those dreams is going to be for the woman that I'm with.
Yeah.
So when that point came where he had the money to do all the things that he wanted to do,
he did.
Those dreams came with the woman that he was with and not the woman that he used to be with.
That is deep.
Serious, real talk.
I'm going to need a 5-minute.
You think about that one right now.
You're gonna have to drink that for
so what I'm saying is that like you can't hold on to because I said this stuff. It's like as soon as like for me, when we break up, any promises that we made to each other, all that's gone. I had to catch myself. All that is gone. All that is gone. Like that is null and void at that point.
It's not.
Yes, it is. So if we making promises, I'm gonna be with you forever, and then you divorce me, you just messed up that promise. Every promise that we have is null and void.
No, because when that 100%. Dream takes place in real life, whenever it is, 5 years from now or whatever, you're still going to think about, I don't know, option A and say, damn, I was supposed to do this with option A.
I ain't know. I'm not thinking about no options. I'm thinking about this new option A. Yeah. It's a new option
And you
A.
know what? See, that's what I'm saying, too. Because, like, everything that I wanted to do them. With any of the chicks I was with, I plan on still doing.
Exactly.
But
it goes back in your head, like, damn, I was supposed to do this with option A.
No,
but I still
no
got
it does
it
not.
Done.
The thing
no.
is, the things that I plan on doing, they didn't provoke those things.
Right,
I was just doing them because I was
right.
I was
you
showing
are
love.
Your life for you, but you said I was going to do these things with option A. I'm still doing them with
I mean,
B.
I might text her a picture.
What? You was thinking about
it. Dirty dog.
I'm thinking about you.
Hey, new phone. Who this?
Check out this car.
So it's y'all feel. So y'all color. Feel like. Y'all feel like just because he had those dreams with her, she abandoned him.
I feel like he wouldn't have become as successful as.
And
he
I
was
think that's true.
Had they not gotten a what? Divorce,
but I think no. So I think that's true. So part of his success came from her incubation.
No.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right. So if you invest, if you time out. So if you invest in a stock, right, and you feel like the stock is going to blow up, and it's like it's just tanking, and you just keep investing in the stock, and then finally you're like, you know what? I had enough of the stock. I'm gonna sell the stock.
Right.
And then that stock goes from $1
zero
to $2,000.
Okay.
You
ain't own no stock.
You lost your investment.
Right.
Exactly.
You sold your
so
stock.
So she gave up her investment in that man when she divorced him.
Right. Listen, I sided with her until after the divorce. So, like, I can see the
You
want to
make that clear before.
I just want
to
say.
Before anybody ties anything back to you. Look, nothing was like that movie. Okay. Even though it was a similar situation.
I would not run into anyone's trailer. I'm not that crazy.
I did not hit that man the way they said I did. No. I just want to put that on record.
Wait, what?
Hey, whatever. It's your story. I'm
no,
just here to tell
plausible
it.
Deniability. We didn't hear anything. We weren't there.
I
played
the fifth.
We weren't here.
We weren't there. We didn't see it.
Yeah, no.
We don't know who Devin is.
Who's Devin?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know who he is.
Devin's mysterious. But we're not going to tell
There's
Devin.
There's no Devin.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's no Devin. Not. Yeah, keep that same energy. Yeah,
Devin,
exactly.
Text me. Text
no
me.
Devin.
Text me. Text me. We're going to talk about that thing we was talking about.
I mean, so that movie... That movie took like a whole change because he came in like he did things that he didn't have to do. He's like, all right, you know, I was a dirtbag this whole film. So, you know, I came into some money. You believed in me for a little while. Then you stopped believing in me. But you supported me and you helped incubate my dream. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm going to do? I don't owe you anything at all. I'm going to give you $10 million. And I'm going to buy the house that your mom had. And we're going to go there, and I'm going to bring you some flowers. And I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to be like, you know what? This doesn't even do adequate justice to the things that I've done to you. But you know what, girl? I always loved you, and I understand why you did what you did. So, look, this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to give you these flowers. I'm going to give you these flowers, girl.
You're in the park.
This is so eloquent. Like, I'm listening. I'm there. This is the first time ever.
I'm going to give you these flowers, girl. And then, you know what? I'm so sorry. You lost your mama's house, but I went and bought your mama's house back. And here's your mama's house. And not only that, I'm going to give you $10 million. I don't owe you anything, but you know, I love you, girl. And you incubated my dream. So I'm going to give you $10 million. I love you. And I always loved you. And I want you to do well. And what'd she do? She tried to kill this man.
Because she took it too far.
You see how women do? You see how y'all women do? And? Y'all do it like that.
And?
We show y'all love and then y'all try to kill us.
So you expect to live the rest of her life once that money's ran out.
I'm starting to feel like he actually went through this. Like,
they were married. They were married for 18 years.
That he just
displayed. You would
work
2 to 3 jobs for 18 years to support your significant other.
I mean, so look, so the thing about it is
18 years?
The way,
two jobs, but I'm saying it's different seeing a dream and seeing it come to some success. But it's like he turned down the money at first, and I think you cheated with this girl. I'm done with
In a divorce episode, we talked about like vows. So the thing is, you make your vows, and you decide what you can put up with. If you don't feel like that person is worth being with, you leave that person. You leave that person. You can't, because you can't have it both ways. You can't be with that person and then complain like, I don't want to be with this person. Then leave that person. But once you're with them, that puts the accountability on you.
You stuck.
You could have left. So I feel like everybody has decisions. The decisions are not always great, but you always have a decision. So she didn't have to work 2 jobs. She could have been like, you know what? I'm tired of you, Negro. Get out. Done.
That wasn't an option.
Even with her 2 jobs,
That was always an option.
No, it wasn't.
That was an option.
So if she would have not worked the 2 or 3 jobs, and they would have got put out sooner, and then what would they have done?
She could have put him out.
So can I say something here? Can I say something here?
Yes. Yeah, you're saying something right now.
As educated and eloquent as she looked in the movie, she went to school. She did all those things. She was pretty intelligent, right?
Okay.
The logic would be, she would set aside some type of money to make sure she was good.
Okay, well, she needed help, not judgment.
So it's like I'm with everything. Like, I understand. I can be with you on everything. I can say, oh, he used her, blah, 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 blah. But
I don't think he used her.
But whenever we do that, we take away. We take
advantage.
But look,
he manipulated her when it was necessary.
Would you just buy you a car?
But you take.
Hell yeah.
With their money's.
With spinning rings.
So hold on.
With their mother's money.
Do you hear what you just said, though?
With their dead mother's money.
Would you let someone buy you a car? So the thing is that she,
if you're not already together,
she willingly,
and then go cheat on her in that same car. You know,
no, she wasn't in the car. He was in the mobile home.
He was in the mobile home.
Okay, but he had that car parked out of that mobile home while
he
was with that. Exactly, and had that car.
But he hadn't seen her in weeks.
It was 2 days.
It was a couple
days.
That's like a week.
And then he makes
relationships. That's a week.
He needs 2 hands for the
for the
power tools or whatever to fix his battery.
Yeah, I mean, because he was putting in work on that
battery. Yeah, exactly.
He was putting in work on the battery.
So listen.
You have pulled up?
Hey, look.
Yeah, I would have pulled up.
Princess K, let me say.
Yeah, crazy.
So I could be like, I could be like, PK, yo, I need $100 to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I could be trying to use you. But what you're going to say is like, nah. Nope.
That ain't got
and then that's the end. The that's end.
It. That's it.
The end.
I don't know where he's going with this, but I'm supportive. That's so what, it.
What I'm saying is that you have to, the argument that everybody tries to make, you try to take the accountability out of the woman because, oh, she's being used. But things happen. You're not gonna let yourself get used like that, are you?
I'm saying
you would.
People, so look, so what?
Escalated. Because like, you dang. Was telling me some stuff about Devin the other day. Dang, you said you Devin's. Bought him like what? You say you bought him that PS5?
Whoa, I don't know what Devin is. Don't please even, don't spread those rumors. Hey, look,
because Devin was at Thanksgiving.
We don't even have a PS5, and we your bros.
I didn't buy anyone a PS5.
Devin was at Thanksgiving.
I'm mad that Devin got a PS5 and we ain't get one. And
there is no Devin. There Prince is D, no Devin.
Hit us up, man. We need to figure this out.
Hey, Devin, let us know.
Princess K and Prince.
Stop. Prince cut Dale. All that out. You're going to expose me on the radio.
Sorry. He doesn't exist, guys. No. We're just kidding.
Yeah, he doesn't exist.
I think he exists now.
No.
He's coming in here now.
Hey, what's up? Hey, man, it's been a minute, bro. Hey, look, we recording, though, man. Just go sit in the living room. You cool. Anyway, so look, so what is your accountability and whenever you get used, so it's like you might be like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
So do you think he would have gotten as far as he did had she not been that stepping stone for him in that point?
I said no. I don't think so.
So if she had kicked him out and told him, like, let him walk home from her mother's
funeral, it would have been a different story.
When he didn't have to come in the first place.
He wouldn't have a gunshot wound.
No,
he would have got a gunshot wound?
No, he wouldn't have.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Or an axe to the leg.
Let's go back to Tyler Perry's writing, though. Like, how did she get on that boat with, like, a staff of, like, 10 and get...
How does that work?
Well,
like, how do we sneak on a yacht? Like, how do we know where the yacht is?
She was Cookie Lion first.
Minnie, great, right, exactly. She was Cookie Lion for, like, 15, 20 minutes.
She's like, no, I know where you at, boy.
Right. Lucius helped me find you.
Right, there you go.
Lucius on his way. I used to chop your leg off. It's like, come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if she had avoided him and they had went the other way, no gunshot wound.
Let me tell you what. No, I don't leg care. Chopped off. I don't care how bad an ex did me.
If an ex
gave me $10 million, I was like, I'm sorry for everything that happened.
I'm
here's
a suck
house.
Your toes.
Here's 10 million. I'll be like, yo, we cool.
But then you see his battery in every convenience store, every place you go to for the rest of your life. You're okay with that?
That's your watch
TV and all you see is his.
It's like selling your stock early.
You know what I'd be doing?
It's like selling your stock early.
$10 million. I'd take some of that money. I'd put that money back in the company. Boom.
Yes, boom.
I'm putting like $1 million in there just because, hey, they just paid this man 75. Are you kidding me?
75 and residuals.
So you're going to buy stocks in his company and become.
So, but the thing is, so the battery was worth.
See, look, it just hit. It just hit.
The battery was worth
because
he said the battery she wanted $150 million because the battery was worth half was $150 million.
Half was like
$150 million.
No, it was like 37.5 because he got $75 million for it.
No, you don't. When they were in court, did you watch that scene?
Yeah, I remember that scene.
I did the figures.
But he got 75,000. He got 75 million for it. So half of 75 million is not.
I did the figures. This is what the judge said. This is what the judge said.
The judge said legally you were already divorced and he doesn't owe you anything. The fact that he gave you $10 million was a bonus.
But he ran through that part. You watch it. You didn't even watch it.
I did watch it.
How do we spend time?
So the thing about it is Ivana is actually, she's actually read Taraji P. Henson's book.
Don't get them confused.
They are two totally different people.
Yeah.
Stop it.
They both be in Tyler Perry movies, you know.
Right. They're both like black.
That is being Mary Jane versus Cookie Lion. You tell me what the difference is.
Oh, which one is which?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
I love them both.
But see, that's interesting. Anyways, that you picked both of those people.
Yes.
Taraji P. Henson's character in what is that show?
Empire.
Thank you.
And Cookie. Being Mary Jane.
And Being Mary Jane is
That's a BET.
Mary Jane.
It's Being Mary Jane. Yeah.
That's it.
Anyway, you read her book.
Yes, I did.
So that movie was dumb and stupid, but she played a crazy person, though.
You can't even say it was all right.
As the host, he can say whatever he wants to say.
I mean, I'm just going to speak my mind. I'm going to be honest. That movie was dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Devin. If y'all listening to this, Devin's nodding his head. He agrees.
Devin, look.
That movie was dumb.
You guys need help. Maybe you need the same help that Taraji B. Henson needed.
At least we can finally. At least we can finally be honest about Taraji's character being crazy.
Right. Exactly what she needs.
So Ivana has actually read her book, and I think she has some insight on Taraji. Because Who plays a crazy character like that? She played the hell out of that character. I will say that she played crazy real good.
So, yeah, she did it very well. So let's agree on that.
We can agree on that, but that movie
is so you can't like a movie for just great acting because she is who she is?
No, that movie was still trash.
You didn't hear what she said is contradictory to what you guys are saying? She played an amazing, crazy character. You guys like, oh, she's amazing. Yeah, the character was ridiculously insane.
Insane.
Okay.
She did an amazing job of showing that.
I should have known that man was no good from the very beginning. Right.
I should have known when I bought him that $24,000 car.
And somebody had to just told him not to go to that man.
You never think about your past like that? Like, man, I saw that coming.
I don't think about my past. I move forward.
Really?
Okay. Only a food trip's on something that's behind them.
But I'm saying, if a certain, you know,
get your cliff notes out.
They say history repeats itself, but if that circumstance doesn't arise, then there's no reason.
I'm not letting somebody take advantage of me like that, though.
You never know.
I know. I'm calling you out.
I ain't about to buy somebody
a
car.
Can just read people's minds.
That's a lie. I can see you doing something like that.
That's
a lie. I can totally see that.
I was about to say, you trust the wrong people all the time.
You be buying
people. I trust the wrong people.
Richard liked to buy his one.
Oh, yeah. He took that personal for a reason.
Like, they calling me out.
He did.
Who did I trust?
But like I said, I can see Richard doing something like that, buying a woman a car.
Yeah, you get married, you buy her a car. Then she said,
"Hold up, you said the key word,
get married."
It doesn't matter.
But see, they weren't even married yet. They weren't married.
They got married. I'm not buying your car before you get married.
You might.
No, I'm not. I don't care how good it is.
You might.
What is good? Know. Wait. Whoa. What are you talking about? You don't care how good what is,
marriage
Richard.
The love. I don't care how good your love is, girl.
I
don't care how good the love is, girl. I'm not buying you no car.
I mean, if you got that really good love, then maybe.
I mean, the love got to be like really, really good. Really, really good. Anyway.
But the love has to be really, really good for you to get married. So it's the same love.
It doesn't. Richard, you're telling us a lot about yourself right now.
My mama want grandkids. You know, I gotta take what I can get. I'm just
whoa. I don't think that went in the right direction.
Well, you did put an ad out.
He's gonna edit that out. He's gonna edit that out.
If you're looking to have kids and get married, call me.
Whoa.
No, I'm just joking. Please don't do that.
He might buy you a car. I will not buy you a car.
He's been by you for 18 years.
I am not a come up, ladies. Let me just put it out there. Hey, you're supposed to be on my side.
I was, and up until everybody was like, you know, hit you, and then I was like, I gotta get in there.
I gotta hit Richard too. Like, this is cool.
I gotta get in there. Everybody's getting there. Like,
All right, so we talked about her book. What did you learn about her book? What did you learn about her?
So in her book, she stated that she only plays in roles that she can relate to.
Isn't that scary?
But I mean, it might have not been on that level, but she might have had
a baby daddy. She was acting. True story is a little exaggerated.
She was also in Baby Boy.
She might have had a baby daddy that took advantage of her. She might
have. She does have a baby daddy, right?
Baby Boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't know you were insinuating. Like,
Tyrese is her.
Her
baby
and Tyrese
daddy.
Had a baby. No, really? No, that's not how it works.
Are you being serious?
No.
Yes.
No. In that movie.
Did you watch the movie?
Come on, Kay.
Listen,
don't be that gullible. Gosh.
We're gonna cut that out too.
It's no, Baby Boy.
That's staying in, ladies and gentlemen. That's staying in. That was Princess Kay, man. Complete doof. There, here we go. And she did it.
That's Baby Boy. Tyrese is her baby daddy.
But yeah, like he that said movie, it, Baby Boy, was like literally her life. For real.
Yeah.
That's why she played it. And then she was a hoe for a man.
Man.
She used to be a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
She was a prostitute and wrote music.
Really?
She was talking
about that's why she did the play that, whoop that trick, get him.
No. She didn't do that one. She wrote the one, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. That was her song. Yeah. That she wrote in the movie.
Wait, you're trying to make the money get on. The rat.
See?
Yeah.
It's coming right. out.
Hey, look, why you start crashing? When you trying to make the money?
It's okay.
I just did it because I had to do it.
Start writing those lyrics like I just had to.
I just did what I had to do. I just wanted to take care of my baby.
I did not mean to tip over your mobile home. I apologize for this.
XOXO.
Princess K. Smooch.
Merry Christmas.
Is there any more insights that you got from that book?
I mean, that was just the main one. It was about her life and like that's why she takes these roles so serious, and that's why she does what she does.
She's a tremendous actress, and yeah. I love Tyler Perry's Hustle, but I just hate his freaking movies because they're trash.
Let's not say he's out here making it.
I like. I mean, look, I applaud. I bought his book. Producer. Okay. I'm like Tyler Perry. He's built something. That
what do you have against him?
No, his movies suck. That's what I have against him.
All of them. There's not at least three movies that you could think of, or any.
I can think
TV
of one.
Shows because he has several TV series as well.
You tell me what good TV shows.
Well, no, don't turn around just yet. You're talking about them,
so obviously they don't suck that bad. The fact that we're
so
here,
you don't watch Meet the Browns?
No.
What?
No. Brown is the best character he ever done, though. I ain't gonna lie.
So I actually disagree with Richard on this one.
All right,
and I'm gonna tell you guys why.
That's fair.
I love
his
plays.
I'm just gonna cut his mic off real quick, y'all. Just keep going.
I love his plays.
I mean, I ain't talking about his plays. I'm not talking about his plays. I said his movies.
The one lady, the Teletubbies.
The one that's always Harlem shaking.
I'm not talking about his plays. I'm talking about specifically his movies because I feel like his. He's a very talented man. I'm not trying to like swing on him or like.
You can't say no offense, but your shit sucks. That's not even.
And now we have an E on the episode.
Sorry,
thank you very much.
Sorry. Oh. You can't say. What
you said shit.
Well, there we go. So
you gonna beep yourself for the past?
Yeah, just like beep. Move that backwards.
You know I'm sick of this beep.
So the thing is, like, I think I admire him for what he's done and what he's built. It's just I mean, you know what? Everything isn't for everybody, and I feel like his movies aren't for me. That's one movie that I like of his, and that's what is it like, Mr. Good Deeds?
Good Deeds. Mr. Deeds.
Whatever. No, that's a different. That's an Adam Sandler movie. Good Deeds. I like that movie. That's a good movie. But even in that movie, like some of his characters were overwritten. So I wonder if it was like the transition from him learning how to write for plays versus writing for television and movies, like he just still hasn't gotten that adjustment yet.
You might be right, but so he's still very good at what he does.
Thank you, Ivana. You don't bash people, Richard.
Look, I'm not bashing him. I'm just being
Tyler honest. Perry, if you're ever listening.
We're a fan.
So listen,
we
are I'm, fans. A, I'm
We're
a
fan.
I am a Richard fan of
YOUHATEKAY. That's my Instagram.
You hate Kay. So what I'm saying is that, I mean, I'm going to be honest about it. And that does not, I'm not trying to diminish anything that he's done. It doesn't take away from other people liking the stuff that he's done. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I do not relate to any of his movies. I think a lot of his movies are overwritten. The characters are overdone. Like even talking about our Good Deeds, the brother's character was way overdone. It was way over the top. And he was way over, like, overacting.
I love strong black sisters.
Exactly.
I got to be a strong man with
But
God.
The thing is, the fact of the matter is like, I love hearing that man speak. And he'll say, like, you know, y'all was worried about talking about Oscar so white. He's like, while y'all was trying to get a seat at the table, I went and built a table. Like, I was like, yo, Tyler Perry, you dope. And I'm a big fan of him for that reason. I just don't like his movies. And I'm just going to be real about it. And if I can't be real, then I can't be me.
Well,
I
Tyler mean, Perry fans, yeah, if you want to reach like out to Richard, like, his Instagram Dazism, right?
Are you drunk? Are you okay?
No, I burped.
Okay.
And I tried to control
it's Dazism.
Thank you. If you want to complain or, you know, scream at him or anything, Dazism.
Hey, I'm here for it.
We have a hotline at 1-800.
Right,
1-800.
255-TYLER.com.
Call Richard.
But Richard, please take into consideration that he's a black man. So he has to overdo everything that he does.
I'm a black man. I don't have to do everything.
Are you though, Richard?
Yes.
Am I not a black man?
Yes.
Yeah, you're more like.
What does that mean?
You kind of like a burnt biscuit light skin.
Wow. You are my complexion, sir. We are family. We look exactly alike. I don't know why you're trying to throw shots.
I'm black, brother.
I'm black as well.
Power
to the people. Sure. I have locks in my hair. What the?
Hey, that's how you get them to think who you are. See? Oh. You try to change the brothers who systematically lock their hairs to be like us.
You have short hair, sir. I don't know why you're trying to relate on that level.
Don't bring me to this.
should I bring you?
Don't even look in my direction.
Princess K has something to say to you.
But overall, this movie, I feel like it was like two different movies. Like, so to prepare, like I watched the movie before And just to refresh myself, I watched a review, and the review that I ended up finding that I liked was like 30 minutes long, and I probably put it in the description, but it was like, Acrimony, the worst Tyler Perry movie ever. And it's like, I have to kind of like agree with that. Like, all the Tyler Perry movies I've seen, this is probably one that I like the least. But at the same, at the end of the day, his accomplishments, the things that he's done, I give that man so many props. I don't knock the hustle, but you know, everything isn't for everybody.
I get it. You like him.
So okay. Shut up.
No,
shut
he already on. Said he didn't. He's trying to save it. Just
no, I mean, I do. I do. I mean, Tyler,
shout
listen.
Out to you. We're
listen.
Still a fan. Just
he's saying, Tyler, Tyler listen. Listen.
Listen, Tyler, I don't like your movies, man. Like, I'm just being honest. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? But what I am saying, though.
If you want to cut it off now, I understand.
Just stop. We know
what I'm saying, though.
It's fine.
What I'm saying, though, is that the things that he's accomplished is beyond, like, compare, really.
He knows
he's done
that.
Things that people haven't done.
Tyler Perry knows that.
But now he's not going to listen this far. Right.
He cut it off because I talk stuff about I'm sorry, Tyler. My bad, bro.
Right. He cut it off already. You better hope someone shares this part of this.
Yo, tell Tyler that I said, I'm sorry, y'all. Like,
tag,
I didn't
Tyler,
it, Tyler.
Tag Tyler Perry if you listen. Tag him. Let's hear him.
But no, so, like, let me
maybe
hear.
You'll be famous for hating Tyler Perry.
I don't hate.
Maybe that should come up.
Maybe
you know,
so.
Talk is still talk.
I don't hate Tyler Perry.
That's it. Talk is still talk. That's true.
You get famous off of, you know, Kim Kardashian did it.
Kim Kardashian
sure
had a tape
okay,
that
exactly.
went public.
Exactly.
How did
my
that tape make
exactly.
her whole family famous, by the way? And the she was in a Tyler Perry movie, too.
The same way this situation is going to make you famous.
She came out.
We love Tyler Perry. We ain't got no problems
off
with
of a tape she didn't know was getting released.
Yeah, yeah, but even though they talked about it was being released, I watched the tape. No, I didn't watch the tape. I heard somebody, Naaman told me about the tape. That's what happened.
I did.
Naaman told me about the tape. And
I told you about the tape.
He told me about the Kim Kardashian and Ray J tape. I ain't never watch it. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lie.
Is it Naaman?
You downloaded it for me.
Don't you? I don't know. I don't use those programs.
Why are
sir?
You stuttering?
Why are you stuttering?
Back to Acrimony. So final thoughts on that. Let's start with Ivana. Sum it all up for me. You have the floor.
It was a decent movie. Like,
decent.
Yes. Remember, I gave it a 7 out of 10. So
that's way too high.
I just noticed I could put
but at a 7, it's like average. So that's comparable to decent. We're just going to go with decent, like I said. I mean,
it was like two movies in one. It kind of was kind of messy.
We'll give you that. It could have been broken up for a part two. But
I feel like if you break that movie down and you re-edit it and you tell it out of order and you leave a little bit of suspense, I feel like that could actually be like an 8.
Or tell it from his perspective.
I thought, okay. and you know what?
Come when out it, with a second one. Tell
when they did flip. When they did the flip, I thought the flip that he did in the middle of the movie was going to be telling from his perspective.
Yeah, I feel like that would.
That would have bumped that movie up. I would have definitely got that movie a 7 if they had to did that.
So you just proved our point because
so
the whole movie
now.
Was from the
it's
woman's perspective. So you feel like you can't relate because you don't understand. Looking
I just went
from,
down a half a point. 4.5.
There what? It is.
That's it. 4.5.
It's dropping.
It's steadily dropping.
Dropping.
Whatever.
4.5.
But yeah, like I said, I think it was a decent movie. It's very relatable to women. Okay, maybe not the 10 million or whatever it is, but it's like, that is what happens in real life to some women.
So somebody put you through that, and you was like, I'm done with you. And they're like, all right, screw you. I'm getting a divorce, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, yo, I made it. Thank you. I still love you, but I'm moving on. You moved on from me. Here's $10 million and here's a house. You going to try to kill him after that?
Listen.
No, but you may think about it.
Princess you may
hey, see, look.
We learning a lot about you tonight.
I'm just saying, listen, you may think about it. You
to
may,
all
you
the men
may
listening.
Not actually, you I'm either? Just saying, no one's worth my freedom. So don't worry. I'm not coming for you unless you come for mine. Okay.
Devin.
To all the men listening. So all the men listening, make sure you ask your woman the acrimony question to make sure that she's not crazy. There it
so
is.
So how about listen, you, Princess K?
Yeah, what you got, PK?
But we're always crazy, but you guys never take accountability. But when we react, we're
it's
overreacting.
Hold on. So the thing is that she didn't
hold
react.
On.
She
let
didn't
her
react
finish.
Till he got money, though.
Let her finish, because this is a
I
lot.
I finished.
No, because we want to hear after that, because when y'all react, you said, what?
Hold up, Kay. I'm going to let you finish.
Have you guys ever heard of gaslighting?
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
It is.
Yeah. I've caught myself doing it once or twice.
Okay.
I just switched clothes. So.
All right.
Because I'm able to identify it in myself, I can also identify it in other people.
Congratulations.
Quick.
Yeah. Do we have any more cookies left for this kid? Like, I'm just wondering. Listen. Can we get Princess K a cookie, please? Devin, can you get her a cookie out of
there's
the kitchen,
no
please?
Devin. I'm saying.
Man, come on, stop. Why you still keep hitting me, bro?
I don't know why she keeps. Devin. She's trying not to keep
I had a point with this.
You
there's
said what?
There's no Devin.
What's the point? Devin, it's all right,
man. You
don't
want to say anything.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
now
fine.
He don't exist.
That's fine.
Nope.
She's not gonna claim you. It's fine.
This
man
bought you a ring.
I look now.
He don't exist.
I look
now.
He gonna go make.
Ring.
He gonna make his battery. And he not gonna give you the $10 million. Now he gonna keep the whole
right.
75.
Devin, aren't you working on a project? So yeah, I guess this is a good question for you, Princess K, because it's we trying to get some ideas. So let's say, for instance, you and Devin have a situation like that.
Hypothetical, right? Devin is not a real person.
Dang, Devin. I don't know why she's talking about you.
So
like
let's
that.
Say, for instance, that happened to you. What do you do in Taraji's character's position or Melinda? What do you do in Melinda's
look,
place?
Look, you pulling out the character names. Go ahead, Blue.
Yeah.
Here's $10 million. Here's a house.
Me?
Boom.
$10 million.
What are you
give you your mama house back. And Devin just walks away.
I'm out.
I love you.
I don't
you.
Know. Because they never really said. I mean, she did put 18 years of her life.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about you.
We're
talking about
you. If I were
in
her shoes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I would be in her shoes. You're asking me what I would do in her mm-hmm. shoes. So, 18 years put into a marriage where I couldn't even have kids of my own and
exactly.
everything else.
Hold up, that's his fault.
That's
yes,
his fault.
But I'm
how's
saying,
that his fault? He's like, yo, run
so
it
you
to
don't
me.
Think he should have pushed her away? In. If he cared about her and all that.
He needed a car.
That's what I'm saying.
So
he
whenever,
needed a car.
Whenever,
he needed a scholarship.
See,
he needed
CK,
you know, his tuition paid.
CK, you better
ended
than that.
Up giving
you're taking away, you're taking away responsibility from her to be able to stand up for herself.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing.
So you say
no,
so you making
she
her you making her into a victim. So you saying
she
like
was
well,
a victim. We're not
okay.
making her one.
All right, there
what
it
are
is.
You though, Princess K? Are you the victim too?
If you need time to answer that, I'll
ask. Go ahead, take this one.
Ivana.
If it was me, you got and he uh-huh. came back to my job uh-huh. and offered me $10 million. We're gonna step outside and I'm gonna beat the bricks out of him.
Why?
But why?
Why he? Could-
because for one, all you had was $10 million. Well, let me go beat
hold
the
up.
Rest of it.
Hold on, time out. All look, have you ever heard that before? All you had was $10 million.
Hey,
all you had was $10 million.
Because I'm saying $10 million is gonna run out. It's,
it is.
It's the thought. It's the life that you thought you guys were gonna
is
have
going
together.
Out.
$10 million. There's no value on
you
that.
You a multi-million.
I thought I was gonna
hold
spend
up.
The rest of my life
hold
with
up.
You, and you were gonna build this life with me. But then right. you go spend it with. Some
I got
other
you.
Bitch.
I got you. Just pause.
Bish.
Pause.
Bish. Is that
you at work. You at work. You at work with your homegirl. You at your work with your homegirl.
Yep.
You don't get nothing. Then what?
All right, I'll leave you be. But because you came back here to my job.
To give you $10 million. So you were rather.
And your mama
if
house.
If I care about you, I wanted to see you do good too. So
and
if
your mama
I distance
house.
Myself from
hey, so,
you and I see you doing terrible,
so
then
guys,
I'll be responsible.
Out there, what they're basically saying is if you come up on the come up and somebody helped you out and there's a woman who you love. Do not give her anything. Just
Devin,
move on about your live.
Please
move on with your life.
Devin,
you're
don't,
be dead
don't break
afterward.
Up with her.
So it's like you'd rather have nothing than to somebody to be like, here goes 10
million.
Oh,
no,
I'm
sorry.
I'm
going
right,
to
I'm
have
take 10 it.
Million.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
she
not. There we go, because you're going to be dead.
Ivana's fiance, if you listening,
are.
Bro, like,
bro,
keep one
don't,
eye open,
look,
man.
Save yourself, blood. Save yourself. If you need us, I am the DJ Blue.
SOS.
SOS. I am the DJ Blue. Just put 3 fire signs on any comment on any photo, young blood.
Blum, 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 blum.
I am the DJ Blue.
I just go,
we will save you. We have a Battered Men Anonymous program that we're running here.
Well,
for all the men who have been in situations such as acrimony where your ex is crazy and she doesn't think she's crazy.
So being provoked is not a thing?
Hold on.
No,
hold
that's
on.
Not a thing.
I
want to
hear
in prison?
How was she provoked?
Is she in prison?
No, she did.
She died.
That's
she
what
died.
I'm saying. She died.
She died.
Yes,
she
underwater.
She did that to herself. She took it,
no.
She took it one step.
My
few
question.
Steps,
hold on.
Few
I was
steps.
Say, I was
few
say,
steps.
One step.
Few steps too far.
How many
one
steps
step.
Is that? A foot? An inch?
That's like all.
She took meters. teeny kilometers is what she took
oh,
too
she
far.
Took kilometers.
She
like.
Budged and it was too far. That crazy woman shot him in the
and
abdomen.
They came back on the boat after she got thrown off the first
right.
time.
You like, oh. did this. That's what she said coming back on the boat. You did this.
I don't think she said that.
She did.
I
don't know, man.
I mean, like, they tried to say that she has some mental condition, right. But I don't really. That,
borderline personality.
But
disorder.
You know what? Like, I blame Tyler Perry for this because it's like, I don't think that could ever happen.
No,
I
mean, would you stop it blaming could. This
don't
man
people get
for
obsessed
issues?
With their exes at I some guess. Point in time? Sorry.
But would she
that's
be
a thing?
But if he was living in that homeless shelter still, would she have been obsessed with him then?
I don't know. That's all
maybe,
a bear.
Maybe she
that
liked
that money, bum. Man. That money changed.
Maybe she
it
liked the bum dump.
It does.
Hey, here. So let's do a roundup. Blue.
Yes.
Final thoughts on everything.
Okay, I'm just gonna give you a wrap up, and I'm gonna put it in a rhyme.
Let's get. Okay.
You guys ready for this?
I know, but continue.
Here we go. Yeah, give me a beat. Okay, which one are we doing here?
I don't know.
That's a different variation. I'll just do an acapella. No big deal.
Just do acapella. Just freestyle. Yeah, go ahead.
I love the movie. It was great.
Really? You gave it a 3.5. That's great. But keep going. Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
However, it sounds like my 5 could be considered as hate. You didn't let me finish.
Keep going. My bad.
You didn't let me finish.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, these producers are lazy. But they did an amazing job making that woman look crazy.
Hey. That's his video. Haiku, give him the snaps.
That's all I've got. That's all I've got.
Princess
I've
K.
got a performance coming up.
Final wrap up. What you got?
I feel like she needed help. And she fell victim to the influence of her sisters. Because she didn't have anything
even
else.
Talk about the sisters. Yeah,
right. She blamed her sisters for a lot of stuff when
but
her
I'm
sisters
saying
were
she,
trying to look out.
When she didn't have a mother or father to look up to, and that's all she had growing up, she lost both of them. So who else is she supposed to listen to and, you know what I mean, take advice from?
Yeah.
If they're not giving good advice, you're supposed to believe this man that you're giving all your mother's money to. So you got two people in your life. Otherwise, you go out and risk meeting a new stranger and starting over and it still turning sour.
I got some lakefront property that I don't want to sell you after this show is over, so I got you.
I already sold her a bridge in Canada.
Oh, okay. Dang.
It's over.
What?
Yeah. Well, nothing. Keep going. What else you got?
That's it. That's right. It. It was a good okay. movie. She needed help, not judgment.
Okay. What was your rating out of 10?
Oh, go to
7.
Ivana, what you got? Go ahead. All right, so give us a breakdown.
I think I did that already.
Yeah. I mean, do it again.
She gave
it. Wrap it up in a nice bow.
Yeah, give us the short version.
Put it in a nice bow.
It was a good movie.
Oh, man.
I feel like
good.
It shouldn't have been overdone, if that's what you want to put it. It could have been more relatable, but it was still relatable in the form that it was already.
It was just exaggerated.
You know, there we go. Exaggerated. But like I said, I give it a 7.
As most movies are, you see people jumping out of buildings every day.
And
like landing on their
2 feet. It.
Well, I mean, half of the time, depends on how far the building is up from the ground.
Here we go.
So, you know, my breakdown of the movie is that I think it was kind of all over the place. And the way that it was directed, the pace was a little bit slow. And it was kind of like, it feels like a hodgepodge of movies put together.
all right, Cisco.
I feel like whenever... Like I'll go back to the thing that I said, you can never take accountability away, because when you say somebody made you do something, then you're taking accountability away and then you're taking control away. So you're saying that you're out of control. That means you can never change the situation. So whether it's a man or a woman, I feel like you really need to take accountability for your actions. If somebody's taking advantage of you, then they can't take advantage of you unless you let them take advantage of you. In most cases, I will say. So overall, I
Bryson
feel like
Taylor said it best.
What? Go ahead.
What did he say?
And don't.
What did he say? What did he say?
Don't. He always take advantage because you let him.
Yeah, so like really, like honestly though, it's like it's a certain point where you're taken advantage of, and then there's a certain point after you've been taken advantage for so long, you have to take accountability for what's going on.
Yeah.
And... you know, for me, it's just, I don't know, like the way that was just written, it was just all over the place. So I give that movie a 3. And I'm sticking to that 3. I mean, I'm being generous with the 3 because I was really thinking like a 2. But I give it a 3.
Good Thank job. You for that 3.
I mean,
because he's a black man and I feel like you just need to.
I mean, look, so like it doesn't matter.
It does.
It doesn't matter his ethnicity.
It does.
Look, it's either good or it's bad. No, I don't care who wrote it. Like, I don't care who wrote it.
No.
It's either good or bad. Like, I don't.
You got to see the good aspects.
It's like, look.
Her acting was good, but it gets a three.
Look, you do like a blind rating test. So, it's like, this is a three. And it's like, oh, black dude wrote it. Oh, you know, this is a five. No, it's still a three.
Yes.
It's still a,
that's how it works.
No, it's still a three.
So
I'm
you're
sorry.
Saying those 3 points for the movie is that Taraji B. Henson's part alone
playing
like
crazy real well,
so that's just her, that's her part,
you know, after
you, the movie.
It's like you see certain movies and certain actresses play roles too well, our actors play roles too well, and mm-hmm. they're like, yo, they play crazy a little bit too good, mm-hmm. and I don't
because
they might
really
relatable. Be crazy
because yeah. it was relatable to her.
Yeah, that kind of scares me. I don't know if I want to meet her in real life now, like
let
me
see,
she seems cool.
Yeah, of course
we're
her
still
character Melinda or mm-hmm. or Taraji. She was playing Melinda, though. And Melinda was crazy.
Crazy.
Do you even know who Taraji is?
Loco.
Yeah.
No, because she's an amazing actress.
She is.
She's an amazing
actress. She lost herself in that role.
She lost herself completely in that role. You can see, like,
so you're saying Cookie's more relatable than...
I don't watch that show. I'm sorry. Oh,
okay, never mind.
You got to understand who you're talking to. You got to understand who
you're talking to. I'm an Oreo, apparently.
Mr. Critic.
Black on the outside, white on the inside, I guess.
Whoa. That was deep. That really escalated, Richard.
No, but you know, I think Taraji, I think everybody in the movies, they did as good a job as they could. I feel like that movie could have been edited differently and it would have made me like it better. For one, if that movie had been like 1 hour and 30 minutes, I would have liked it a lot more, I think. It's just that movie kind of dragged out. That movie kind of dragged out.
It was exactly 2 hours.
Yeah, so that movie kind of dragged out. And I feel like they could have been tighter with the editing. I feel like they could have, in the editing process, you really make the movie. So I feel like they could have changed a lot of things in the movie. Like I said, reverse kind of chronological order where they changed the order. So when she's sitting there in a therapist's chair, that she's telling a little bit differently. Maybe she's already
maybe
dead.
Maybe he's going to see a therapist.
Or maybe.
And they break up earlier.
Yeah, or maybe maybe they show that.
You know what I
and
like
that,
to see?
That makes it more interesting.
I just had a great idea.
What's your idea to DJ Blue?
When he gives her the money in that one scene. He walks out, goes and hops in the nice car.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I gave her the money. And she's like, ha ha ha, set her up. Doo, doo, doo. And
or
then
like
Arnold Schwarzenegger
like
comes out.
Money or something.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Gives her the dirty money.
Right. Gives her the dirty money. Sets her up. Sets her up. Right. And then, then somehow she gets kidnapped.
What?
I don't know.
I think
that was talking about endings. Did you guys know it was going to end like the way it did?
No, and that ending was like so anticlimactic. Like, really? Like, what happened to anybody? Like, she died and he's bleeding and he's shot. It's like, right. And then, like, the like, you know, those kind
of
movies piss me off.
Yeah,
like, where it's
a
no,
lot of movies
it's like,
that. Like,
it's like nothing happens. It's like, all right, what's about to happen? All right, she died and hold up, those are the credits.
Right. I was like, you better not end this way.
It's not, yeah, you like said it in your head, like, no. you better not end mm-hmm. end credits. Crap! What's going on?
And that's why I think my percentage just went down to a 3.5.
There you go. Thank you. You're right on level. Right. You're right on par with
it. It was 2 hours long.
Devin said it was a 2.
Devin is not here
Stop
anymore.
Stop talking about that man
anymore.
Like that.
No,
I'm
just...
Oh. See?
You see?
Y'all see the truth. I finally was on your side.
You see how she checked you? You see how she checked you? She was like, whoa. She was like, wait a minute.
But anyway, people, this has been the Christmas edition of Rick and Naaman. Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman. Yo, to be a part of the conversation, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Rick and Naaman. And you can find my personal account at Dodsism, and that's DODDSISM. You can find the DJ Blue at...
I am the DJ Blue.
You can find Princess K at...
YOUHATEKAY.
You struggle.
Happy
right
holidays.
It was great. Ivana does not believe in social media, so she's just going to say...
Because I'm crazy. You can't find me on social
that's
media.
That's what it is, y'all. Get
but if she needs... View P.O. your Instagram box. Through mine. Best believe I'll let her see.
There it is. Dunzo. Well, yo, please be sure to rate and subscribe to the Rick and Naaman Show. 5 stars only, please. Please, only 5 stars.
If not, just...
No, if it's not, just
no, we
keep
don't
going.
Want to,
just keep going. Yeah, right. don't even do it. Just,
it's not
just walk
for you.
Away. Just
you
walk
can't
away.
Handle the truth.
No, you can't. Oh. You, Tyler Perry, you better not put a one. Anyway.
You can't handle the truth. Get out the kitchen.
You're going to have this man checking our websites.
Until next time, boys and girls, remember,
there's always a next time.